This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, how to get rid of diseases in our Islamic lifestyle. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So we are here on A to Z, and we are talking about how to get rid of our diseases in our Islamic lifestyle. Now, of course, we're not talking about medical advice. We're not talking about these physical diseases that an individual comes about, you know, like the cold or a flu or asthma or diabetes, God forbid, or cardiac problems. So we're not talking about those diseases. And just kind of on a side note, though, please, you know, refer to proper medical personnel and receive proper medical attention for these kind of things. But always, when it comes to Islamic medicine, as a part of our Islamic lifestyle, is this idea of prevention. Right, so even in the physical diseases, prevention is really important, you know, and there's certain things that you can do, kind of avoid, you know, things that have a lot of sugar, avoid things that have a lot of fat, avoid things that are like fast food, avoid things that are high in sugar content like soda, and of course, you know, walk and have a relatively, you know, healthy lifestyle. When it comes to exercise in an appropriate manner, you know, don't go crazy and start exercising from morning until night, because that also has negative and harmful repercussions and consequences. But anyways, we're talking about getting rid of spiritual diseases. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So we are talking about how to get rid of these diseases, and we're not talking about physical diseases, we're talking about spiritual diseases. And we had very quickly said that these spiritual diseases are perhaps more dangerous than physical diseases. Now, you know, if for example we have some sort of physical disease that we can't get rid of, well, you know, eventually when you die, you get rid of that physical disease. But spiritual diseases are such that they continue into the next world. And that's an aspect that makes them more dangerous than even physical diseases, right? But when it comes to the spiritual aspect and the spiritual diseases, these are things that continue on into the next world. And that is something that, you know, we really do need to get rid of. Now, we're talking about these diseases. What do we need to do? Well, first and foremost, we need to, sit down and think and list these kind of diseases that we have and diseases that Islam speaks about, whether, for example, it's lying or backbiting or gossiping, watching bad things or listening to bad things or using swear words or listening to swear words. There's a whole host, greed and jealousy and carnal desires. There's a whole host of things, you know, out there which, are diseases and they're spiritual diseases. You list all of these and then one by one, you find ways to be able to solve these spiritual diseases. One thing, though, before we end the program is that make sure that you know and you believe from the bottom of your heart that you are able to fix these spiritual diseases, of course, with the help and the grace of the Almighty Allah.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.